It's 6 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. An update from the Pentagon on what it is doing to help Ukraine as the Russian invasion continues. Dr. William LaPlante, Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition and Sustainment, says an additional $300 million in aids, including weapons, is on the way.
This is pretty unprecedented, the amount of munitions that are being used right now and have been used in the last month and a half.
The Pentagon also clarifying what it's not doing.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying how Ukrainian forces use intelligence the U.S. shares is completely up to them.
We don't get heads up about their day-to-day operations, nor do we expect to. I mean, they're in an active fight.
The Pentagon saying it's shipping weapons and ammunition at a record pace, with most of the fighting now centered on the eastern region that borders Russia. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Georgia Secretary of State says he will allow Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene to stay on the ballot in this November's midterm election. A judge tossed out a case from a voting rights group that says she was involved in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Funeral services today in the Capitol Rotunda for former Senator Orrin Hatch. The Utah Republican died last month at the age of 88. President Biden talking about the economy in a visit today to a factory in Hamilton, Ohio, and how he plans to jumpstart it.
I want to build this economy from the bottom up and the middle out, because when that happens, everybody does well. The poor have a way up, the middle class do fine, and the wealthy do very, very well.
The president says trickle-down just doesn't work anymore. Employers added 428,000 jobs last month, but they're still having trouble finding enough workers.
Get a load of some of these numbers. Last month, 11.5 million job openings. That's a record. At the same time, 4.5 million people quit their jobs, which means they felt pretty confident they can go out and get at least the same or better job.
ABC's Alexis Christophorus, you're listening to ABC News.
Jose, how much longer till this dough's ready?
No one can bake gluten-free vegan goodies better than Suri.
Wait, both Jim and Marion's last days are the same day?
But he needs to whip up a new shift lead without interviews burning his time.
Gotta get interviewing before my calendar is cooked.
Oh. Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard, so you can stay organized and connected all the way to the hire. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Dell Technologies wants to celebrate all your hard work with these Small Business Month specials. Get great value offers on powerful laptops, desktops, and servers with Windows 11 Pro starting at $499, plus top monitors and docks, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. It's the perfect time to upgrade so you and your team can stay secure from anywhere. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL to refresh your business tech with these Small Business Month specials. Dell recommends Windows 11 Pro for business.
A lawsuit filed today is putting Elon Musk's plan to buy Twitter on hold, at least for the time being.
The Orlando Police Pension Fund said in its lawsuit Elon Musk cannot complete his planned $44 billion purchase of Twitter until 2025 unless two-thirds of other Twitter shareholders approve. The lawsuit filed in Delaware Chancery Court said Musk had an agreement, arrangement, or understanding with two other large Twitter shareholders, Morgan Stanley and Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey. Such arrangements, the lawsuit said, made Musk a different category of investor, subject to a Delaware law that prevents a buyout for 3 years. Musk has said he hopes to complete his Twitter takeover this year. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
This is National Nurses Day. It honors the work and the impact that they've made nationwide, especially since the start of the COVID pandemic. And that dedication inspired actor Daniel Burgos to change careers.
People have always been my passion. I have a very deep passion for people, and it used to be making them laugh and cry, and now it's healing them.
And he's studying to be an RN. If you didn't name your son Liam or your daughter Olivia, chances are you know somebody who did. Once again, those names top Social Security's annual list of baby monikers. In fact, the only difference from last year's tally is in the girls' column. Charlotte is now number 3, knocking Ava down to 5th place. This is ABC News.
Good Friday evening, South Jersey. Wet and soggy. We've got rain that will continue through tonight and overnight. Some of that rain could get heavy at times, then will turn breezy through tonight. Winds will get even stronger Saturday. Strong northeasterly winds will be gusting very high all Saturday long. Rain will continue all day as well. On and off showers, pretty much the situation this entire weekend. Then we have to deal with some moderate coastal flooding impacting us by Saturday night. In the Longport Media Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Alexa Trischler.
I'm Peter Killeen in the Longport Media News Center. Here's what's happening. An Egg Harbor City man arrested, charged with numerous narcotics offenses following a gangs, guns, and narcotics unit investigation that started in December. Members of the Atlanta County Prosecutor's Office Gangs, Guns, and Narcotics Unit executed a search warrant this week on a 2020 Acura TLX at 805 Boardwalk in Atlantic City. 40-year-old Laquay Gibbs of Egg Harbor City arrested during a pedestrian stop prior to the execution of the warrant. During a search, they found a black bag containing about 16 grams of suspected heroin, roughly 500 wax folds of suspected heroin, and five suspected fentanyl pills. As expected, lines stretched well out the front doors of the Botanist in Egg Harbor Township for the first 2 weeks of legal weed sales in New Jersey. The out-of-the-way facility in Egg Harbor Township, the closest to buy legal cannabis for Cape May County residents, although that is likely to change. The Borough Commission in West Cape May has supported two cannabis business proposals. Coming up on Tuesday, a detour will be in effect on Mill Road and Absecon between California Avenue and Westcoat Road, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. weather permitting for county paving. Drivers should follow the posted detour and plan travel time accordingly. Businesses on Pleasant Avenue and residents of Holly Avenue will have access to the work zone in the northbound direction from California Avenue only. No southbound traffic from Westcoat Road will be permitted to enter the Mill Road work zone. You're up to date from the Longport Media News Center. I'm Peter Killeen.
The Philly Pretzel Factory, located in Summers Point, New Jersey, brings a taste of Philadelphia to South Jersey every day with an array of delicious specialties such as the Crowd Pleaser and Party Trays. Our tempting and tasty party trays are always available and delivered to your home, business, or facility for any event. Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Brendan. For the past 10 years, we have taken pride in serving you, our customers, and the community. We would like to thank everyone for supporting the Philly Pretzel Factory every day, especially through the COVID-19 pandemic.
I have ordered pretzel trays, and the beauty of it is that you can just walk in and ask for a pretzel tray, and they'll always be happy, more than happy to help you and get a tray ready for you.
They taste great, and I'm on a way to see a TCNJ field hockey game, and I always take a tray out with me, and all the players eat them after each game.
Our Philly Pretzel Factories are very accessible and located inside Walmart in Mays Landing, 4620 Black Horse Pike, New Jersey, and in Summers Point, 501 New Road in the Groveland Shopping Center. Go to PhillyPretzelFactory.com for menu prices, coupons, and to order online.
Stop in and say hello to us and our friendly staff at the Philly Pretzel Factory, located in the Groveland Shopping Center at 501 New Road, Summers Point, New Jersey, and our location inside Walmart at 4620 Black Horse Pike, Mays Landing, New Jersey. The Philly Pretzel Factory, where better gets made.
Nutritional Infusions of Galloway, your everything COVID spot for testing, information, and treatment. COVID misinformation can be terribly harmful to your entire family. Nutritional Infusions, a CLIA-certified laboratory doing accurate and inexpensive rapid COVID-19 testing for our community. The doctors and nurses of Nutritional Infusions are eager and committed to helping you at this critical time, providing a quality laboratory testing facility at the corner of Tilton Road and Route 30 in Galloway, New Jersey. With conveniently available appointments 6 days a week, affordable fee reduced to just $50 at this time. Expert technicians, and a courteous staff. That's accurate results in just 10 minutes with a simple drive-up testing site performed in the comfort of your own vehicle. Call us to set your appointment, take control of your health, and settle your fears. Nutritional Infusions, 609-732-0101.
Newkirk Family Veterinarians, come join our family. Hi, this is Dr. Mark Newkirk of Newkirk Family Veterinarians in Egg Harbor Township, home of cutting-edge therapies such as platelet-rich plasma for joint and tendon repair, stem cell therapy for arthritis and torn cruciate ligaments. Sometimes there's no need for surgery. We also do immune therapy for cancer with cancer vaccination and much more. We do rehabilitation after surgery or injury with the area's only underwater treadmill. Blending traditional and alternative therapies, we remain one of the most unique veterinary hospitals in the area. Newkirk Family Veterinarians, 609-645-2120, 645-2120, second to none in pet care. It's NewkirkFamilyVeterinarians.com.
Newkirk Family Veterinarians, come join our family. Newkirk Family Veterinarians.
sugar, spice, and everything nice is what Minu's Family Bake Shop creates every day. Minu's is a South Jersey tradition with an old-world European style, creating one-of-a-kind cakes, pies, breads, cookies, cupcakes, donuts, Minu's deliciously famous strawberry shortcake, and unique European-style pastries. Owners John Contenicholas and Chris Georges have continued a family sense of a time-honored tradition since 1977. Minu's takes pride in their extraordinary baked confection along with their caring customer service. Minu's creates delicious cakes for any occasion with a personal touch of care and creativity for each customer's special occasion. Minu's is located at 106 West Verona Avenue in Pleasantville, New Jersey, 609-641-2942. Also located at 4100 Ventnor Avenue in Atlantic City, New Jersey, 609-344-8627. You will be sweetly delighted. Smoking endangers animals, too. Hi, everyone. I'm Lori Young, host of A Pause for Your Pet on News Talk 1400 WOND Radio, brought to you by Curexa Pharmacy.
And I'm Mark Taylor, owner-pharmacist of Curexa Pharmacy, formerly Jersey Shore Pharmacy. Our name has changed, but not our superior quality products and caring, knowledgeable service. Compounding medication solutions and alternatives from children to seniors and pets.
Smoking isn't just bad for people, it harms our pet friends as well. Researchers at Tufts University of Veterinary Medicine have found that cats who live with smokers are more than twice as likely to suffer from feline lymphoma, and population studies suggest that environment smoke may increase the risk of nasal and lung cancer in dogs.
Fortunately, a study conducted at the Henry Ford Health System Center for Health Promotion and Disease Prevention suggests that many smokers with animal companions would put out cigarettes if they knew they were putting their dog or cat's health at risk. If you care for animals, you really need to stop smoking. Do it for yourself, all your loved ones, and animals in laboratories too. Companion cats and dogs are not the only animals who suffer when people smoke. Mice, rats, dogs, and primates are pumped full of nicotine and forced to inhale smoke in cruel laboratory experiments to test the effects of smoking.
Be human and animal friendly and stop smoking. You can do it. When you have a medication problem or concern, Curexa Pharmacy is your compounding solution.
Curexa Pharmacy prepares hard-to-find medications, customized creams, specially flavored medication in convenient and easy-to-give forms for dogs, cats, horses, and exotic pets. Curexa Pharmacy provides superior quality, specialized products with a caring, knowledgeable service.
Curexa Pharmacy, superior compounding excellence. For more information, visit Curexa.com.
Calls to WOND on airlines may be used for broadcasts without compensation. To call the WOND studio, dial 609-927-1100. Opinions expressed on air do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of Longport Media and News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing.
It's time to relax and drive home with the Lori Young Show, bringing you simply the best in New Jersey and South Jersey happenings. Talk with Lori about what's happening and what's on your mind. The Lori Young Show, live and local, here on News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND. Here's your host, Lori Young.
There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow.
And
Good evening. Welcome. Welcome to a healthy and happy Friday evening. It's raining, and let's hope it clears up for Mother's Day, the best day in the world. We love our mothers. And, of course, we wouldn't be here without our moms. And we hope you have a great weekend. I hope you had a wonderful day today, and today was everything you wanted to be. And if not, tomorrow... We got news. We got ABC News coming on already. No, it's okay. There's a ghost in there. There's a ghost in there, Audra. We have Audra tonight behind the dials. How are you, Audra?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you for asking. And if you are driving home with us, we hope that you're going to be spending the next hour with us and, of course, us with you. And we love our listeners. We have the best listeners in the world. We come to you live and local from the Hard Rock Hotel studio right here in Lynnwood. News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND. And Audra, where are we always streaming live?
WONDradio.com.
And who's that? Who's that Italian girl that does everything you tell her to do?
Siri?
No. Her name is Alexa.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry.
I said,
confused.
You tell Alexa what to do and she does it. That's why I say she's Italian. We're Italian girls are raised like that. So I shouldn't say, all the Italian ladies out there, you know what I'm talking about, right? And if you are still on the road driving home or at your destination, please give a beep, a honk, a thumbs up out there to our heroic frontline workers, our doctors, nurses, home health care providers, police, firemen, our ambulance drivers, EMTs, our wonderful veterinarians that take care of our babies. We love our babies. Our pharmacists, our spiritual directors, our men and women in the military, our two-legged, okay, doesn't matter, Navy, Army, Marines, and our four-legged MWDs, our military working dogs, who are always with their handlers on the front line, on our soil and on foreign soil. And this evening, oh my gosh, I'm so blessed. This is an honor. With us this evening is Dr. Kirk Brandau. Dr. Brandau is the medical director of Brandau Clinics. And I say clinics because there are just so many of them, Dr. Brandau. You have quite a few.
And, well, just two. I had to get rid of some of the others because it was just too much work. I concentrate on one in Ballack-Kinwood and just outside of Philadelphia and here in Summers Point,
and
right in front of the beach.
And we're blessed to have you here. And let me read a little bit about Dr. Kirk Brandau. And Dr. Kirk Brandau's success in cosmetic surgery stems from his appreciation of art and beauty, and he really does. He is an artist. His philosophy, I should say, Dr. Brandau's philosophy of surgery is based on anatomy, balance, and harmony that developed from your experience as a sculptor. You believe that creativity is indispensable. Why don't you tell us about how you started in this? I don't want to read it. Can tell us better than anybody else can, Dr. Brandau, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for
inviting me, Lori.
Oh, this you're a sweetheart. You are
this is a great opportunity to talk to the people out there and talk about what I do.
And what you do is absolutely wonderful. And Dr. Brandau does it all. He does. We girls love Dr. Brandau. And we're going to talk about you do some men. So tell us, how did you get started in this field? You're the founder and director of Brandau Clinic for cosmetic surgery.
Right, cosmetics. I'm purely a cosmetic surgeon.
Okay.
Trained in general surgery. And then I did a plastic surgery residency with a very famous guy in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Wow.
This is back in the 80s when cosmetic surgery was kind of a taboo. And I always wanted to do like aesthetic or now it's called cosmetic surgery. And so I went there and trained with a famous guy named Dr. Pitangui for 3 years. And that was a whole experience in and of itself because I arrived in Rio not speaking a word of Portuguese. And learned that pretty quickly, and then came back to the United States, did a cosmetic surgery fellowship for a year in Philadelphia, and then I went into practice in exclusively in cosmetic surgery, actually in Hong Kong. And
wow.
Was a Chinese guy that flew in. We were doing a seminar, like a live surgical demonstration, and I was with Dr. Julius Newman in Philadelphia, and this Chinese guy saw me and said, you have to come to Hong Kong. I really want you to teach me some of the American techniques. And I was single. I said, okay, great. So he sent me a ticket. I left on Saturday night. I got there on Sunday afternoon or Sunday night. He picked me up in the car on Monday morning. we went to the clinic. I did five cases that day. And he had five ORs, and he would follow me around and videotape everything I did.
Wow.
Then he would dub them in Chinese and sell them in mainland China, because this was 1991.
That's amazing.
It was just starting. And so I was there for about a year, and I got a little cold feet. I couldn't speak Cantonese very well, so mm-hmm. I came back to the United States, and I started practicing in Miami. And then I was there for about 2 years, and then Dr. Newman, who was the chairman of my cosmetic surgery fellowship, had a big argument with his partner, Dr. Pattaya, and they broke up. And then Dr. Newman asked me to come to Philadelphia, and I've been there since 1993
or
1994. And Dr. Newman got very sick, and he passed away.
Oh.
So I've had my own office since 1997, and it's been a really great run, and I'm still going. I hope to practice for the next
100 years.
15 years at least.
No, you got to do more than
my
that.
My son is
yes. Tell us
is
about your
training
son.
Or is in college, and he wants to go to medical school in another year or so. And he wants to be a plastic surgeon also. And in my family, he would be the fifth generation doctor and fourth generation surgeon. And it's funny because when I was growing up back then, you could go to the OR. My father was a head and neck surgeon, and he did a lot of free flaps and bigger cancer surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go to the OR with him back then. He would wake me up at like 6 o'clock and say, "You're going to the OR," and I would say, "Oh, I don't want to go." And he would say, "No, you're coming." And so I would go in with him. And one of my best friends' fathers was a plastic surgeon. My father and he used to do cases together. You know, you would do the flaps, and my father would do the cancer work.
Oh.
And he would always say to me, "Come over and look and see what real great, interesting surgery is." And I would go over and watch him do breasts and facelifts.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent actually a month with him in my senior year of high school. And I knew from that point that's what I was going to do. I always wanted to be a doctor, but I didn't really know what I was going to do. But I loved aesthetic surgery or plastic surgery. And then I went to Sloan Kettering for a year, and I spent a year doing, you know, reconstruction and cancer stuff. And I really knew at that point I would never do that ever again.
Wow.
It wasn't my thing. I'm like a beautician with an MD.
No,
I really
not.
Am. And,
but
to be good in aesthetic surgery, you have to have that mentality. It's totally different. You have to listen to what people want, and you have to sort
create.
Of get inside, create,
you
but
are.
You have to get into their minds and find out what it is in and through their emotions. Find out what it is that they're that they really need. Sometimes they don't need a lot. I do a lot of fillers, and I have
popular.
A big following with that because it's very artistic. But I have three patients who are over 90. One who's 94.
God bless her.
I've been doing them for years, and they come in. And they'll do a little bit of filler to look a little bit better, and it keeps them going. And they say, "I'm still there." Now, they don't come in a wheelchair, or I don't go to the nursing home and do it.
Right.
They come in because they're still healthy, and
yes,
they want to be
God bless.
Still, you know, still have their feet on. They do their hair, then they do their, then they do, you know, a little
nails,
bit of filler.
This,
and
this,
I don't do Botox because I think, in you know, much later, I do a lot of Botox, but not on patients that are in their 80s and 90s. I don't think it's worth it. I also had another incredible experience while we're talking about that.
Yes.
Back in about 2008, there was a doctor who was coming down from New York and working at Aesthetica Salon, which is right here in Lynnwood. Fantastic place. And that poor doctor, who I knew very well, was walking down Park Avenue and fell over and died on the spot. And he was doing fillers at Aesthetica. So the head of Aesthetica came to me and said, "Listen, will you do fillers that like this doctor's been doing at my salon?" And, you know, I sort of thought to myself, I'm a plastic surgeon. I mean, I'm not going to go there. But she said, "Please, we really need it. We have all these people that we have to do." So I said, okay, I'll come. So I went there, and it was really one of the greatest experiences of my career.
Wow.
I used to have a fellowship program, and I trained residents. And if I still had that fellowship program, I would have made all of them come in and go to the salon because there you're not a surgeon. You have to listen to people. You have to feel. You have to realize that you're part of the team. Mm-hmm. That they would come in, they would get their hair done, they would get their nails, and then they would come and they would have a little Botox or maybe a little bit of filler. And it was an unusual place for somebody like me, but it taught me how to listen. It taught me how to be more analytical of what people needed and look at all the little things that bother people. And it was just a tremendous experience. And I haven't been able to do it for the last 5 or 6 years because my regular office got so busy.
You are busy, yes.
But I owe them a lot.
They owe you, too.
Many of my colleagues, they don't do the fillers anymore. They give them all to the nurses, which is nothing the matter with that. But I just don't feel that they have the same level of experience because I do a lot of facelifts. That's really, if you ask around town, that's my thing. And I see all those little details as I'm preparing for a face. Like if I'm going to operate on you, I see them the night before. I review their charts and I look at them. I always have them give me old pictures of themselves. And I kind of get them in my head. Then I wake up early in the morning around 4:30 and I start thinking of them. And I think of the sequence of the steps that I'm going to do where everybody's going to stand around the table. What sort of local anesthesia that I'm going to use. And then I see their old pictures in my head, and then I create, like a sculptor, I can see them finished. And it's very interesting because when I operate on them, there's a lot going on. I do a lot of multiple things all at one time. And then it's done. We have to wake them up. I put on the dressing. I don't get to see what I did. And I really don't see it.
You don't
and
see
it,
the final result.
And it's
result.
Exciting for me the next day because I go to the hotel. Yeah, I put them in the hotel with my nurse. I have my nurse pick them up and take them to the hotel, stay overnight with them.
Right.
And then I come in and I see them and I take off the dressing and I see all the little multiple things that I did, all the little things that bothered them and how all the group of those things that you do come together and give them like a natural good look. And it's
natural.
Very exciting.
That's
natural.
What's wonderful. We see so many of these women in Hollywood and whatever, and even some men that have it done, they look like they should be in Madame Tussauds Wax Museum. You know what I'm saying, Dr. Brando?
It's one thing to be natural, but it's also as important, I feel, to be age appropriate.
So true.
Wife turned out like Jane Fonda, all her friends would say, "Oh my God, you look so fantastic." I would kill her. I would kill her because I'm going to look like like an old dog. And
no,
I think
not.
That
you look terrific.
I know, but I'm just
you
saying
look terrific.
That I have a lot of patients who come to me in their late 60s and 70s. Mm-hmm. They hate their necks, and they just want to get rid of their necks. They don't need a whole facelift. They don't want their brows or new nose or all those things. You have to keep them age appropriate. And I think that that's really the art, the true art of aesthetic surgery is to feel the emotional side of the patient, the spiritual side, and then keep them looking natural. And think of the collateral impact you're going to have by doing something to them, that how that impacts all the other people around them. Because do we have to go?
No, not yet. No, we have a couple minutes, right? Audra, we have two minutes. No, you're great. Go. This is so interesting.
Yeah, I'm talking too much.
No, we love it.
But there was.
It's all about you tonight. Come on.
There was this show like The Swan or The Extreme Makeover.
Yes.
I think Dr. Phil or one of the talk show hosts interviewed them a year after they had their extreme makeover. And it was very interesting because, like the person who just won the lottery and got, hit the jackpot, and all of a sudden everybody comes out of the woodwork and tries to get money from them. They said that they felt like they had lost all their friends and they didn't really identify, even though they might have looked fantastic, they didn't really identify with themselves. And they went through a very tough period where they thought that they were better than everyone and they really weren't. Too much at one time is not good. I don't think it's...
I agree.
You got to leave them age appropriate. Natural.
I agree. And I think think that cosmetic surgery does so much mentally for the woman, especially the woman. I mean, we know men, of course, but women, if you feel good about yourself and you look pretty and you feel pretty, you're going to act pretty. And so many women go through depressions because, you know, I mean, and kids too, because kids are cruel. They make fun of each other for this and that. And I think it's so appropriate for women to do it. I am totally not against it. People say, I would never have it done. I think today everybody's having it done.
It's like getting your hair done.
Absolutely.
But you have to go to the right person. That's really, unfortunately, so many different people are doing it.
And Dr. Brandao is the right person. And we're going to give you the number. If you have any questions for Dr. Brandao this evening, please give us a call, 609-927-1100. And Dr. Brandao's office is right here in Summers Point. Beautiful office. And this gentleman is an artist. He was a sculptor. Well, we're going to talk about that a little bit also. I'd like to. And the most egoless gentleman in the world. Stay with us. We'll be back after these important messages.
The U.S. is nearing a grim new benchmark in the COVID pandemic. 1 million deaths. The ongoing count by Johns Hopkins University says we are just over 3,000 away. And it comes on the heels of an announcement by the White House that it's preparing for as many as 100 million infections this fall and winter. President Biden says the Labor Department's April jobs numbers show the economy's on the mend.
Today's report shows we created 428,000 jobs last month. And that means we have now created a total of 8.3 million jobs in my first 15 months in office.
Mr. Biden touring a factory in Hamilton, Ohio, remembering a conservative giant.
He composed heartfelt thank yous to constituents, to staff, to strangers. He'd even break out the stationery to thank Utah Jazz players for a big win.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking at today's funeral in the Utah Capitol Rotunda for former Senator Orrin Hatch. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
WOND Pleasantville.
The Philly Pretzel Factory, located in Summers Point, New Jersey, brings a taste of Philadelphia to South Jersey every day with an array of delicious specialties such as the crowd pleaser and party trays. Our tempting and tasty party trays are always available and delivered to your home, business, or facility for any event. Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Brendan. For the past 10 years, we have taken pride in serving you, our customers, and the community. We would like to thank everyone for supporting the Philly Pretzel Factory every day, especially through the COVID-19 pandemic.
They taste great. It reminds me of growing up in Pennsylvania, in the Philadelphia area, where I had the pretzels all the time. It's like being home.
Saw the sign, we were hungry, and all of a sudden it said, "Ooh, pretzels, yay, let's do it."
Our Philly Pretzel Factories are very accessible and located inside Walmart in Mays Landing, 4620 Black Horse Pike, New Jersey, and in Summers Point, 501 New Road in the Groveland Shopping Center. Go to PhillyPretzelFactory.com for menu prices, coupons, and to order online.
Stop in and say hello to us and our friendly staff at the Philly Pretzel Factory, located in the Groveland Shopping Center at 501 New Road, Summers Point, New Jersey, and our location inside Walmart at 4620 Black Horse Pike, Mays Landing, New Jersey. The Philly Pretzel Factory, where better gets made.
Don't live in fear any longer. Together with Dr. Januzzi, we've established North Jersey's premier nutritional health care program, incorporating super nutrition IV infusions, weight loss, chiropractic and rehabilitation for an effective, safe, natural health solution, painlessly without drugs and surgery. Now we've opened Nutritional Infusions of Galloway, introducing our proven health system to South Jersey, and I invite you to take advantage of our no-charge health evaluation with one of the founding doctors, specializing with over 50 years combined experience in natural healing. We recognize knowledge as the best medicine. Our mission is to educate our patients with an ability to take control of their own lives with natural methods. High-dose IV super nutritional therapy, a sure recipe for a strong immune system. With help for chronic pain and degenerative conditions, autoimmune and neurological disorders, cancer care, anxiety, and brain rejuvenation. In the midst of this current health crisis, I encourage you to visit Nutritional Infusions. Take control of your health and change your life. Nutritional Infusions of Galloway at the corner of Tilton Road and Whitehorse Pike in Galloway. Dr. Januzzi will share with you the greatest scientific health discovery known to man.
Which is power of knowledge. Remember, there is one cause, one disease, and one cure.
Visit us at NutritionalInfusions.com or call 609-732-0101. That's 609-732-0101.
Sugar, spice, and everything nice is what Minos Family Bake Shop creates every day. Minos is a South Jersey tradition with an old-world European style, creating one-of-a-kind cakes, pies, breads, cookies, cupcakes, donuts, Minos' deliciously famous strawberry shortcake, and unique European-style pastries. Owners John Contenicolis and Chris Georges have continued a family sense of a time-honored tradition since 1977. Minos takes pride in their extraordinary baked confection along with their caring customer service. Minos creates delicious cakes for any occasion with a personal touch of care and creativity for each customer's special occasion. Minos is located at 106 West Verona Avenue in Pleasantville, New Jersey, 609-641-2942. Also located at 4100 Ventnor Avenue in Atlantic City, New Jersey, 609-344-8627. You will be sweetly delighted.
Hi, this is Dr. Mark Newkirk, Newkirk Family Veterinarians, one of the most unique veterinary hospitals in the area. We specialize in blending traditional and alternative therapies, such as homeopathy, widely used in Europe, ozone therapy for infections and cancer, herbal therapies from around the world. Come see us for any kind of chronic or unsolved problem. 609-645-2120, 609-645-2120. Newkirk Family Veterinarians, come join the family.
Newkirk Family Veterinarians, come join our family.
Odiox Ear Gel. Hi, everyone. I'm Laura Young, host of A Pause for Your Pet, brought to you by Curexa.
And I'm Mark Taylor, owner-pharmacist of Curexa, formerly Jersey Shore Pharmacy, compounding medication solutions for juniors to seniors to pets.
Pet ear infections is the third leading cause of vet visits. Commercial treatments only allow a small amount of medication to reach the site of infection, limiting the therapeutic abilities.
Poloxamer Gel Ear Treatment applies the medication directly into the ear canal, maximizing the therapy potential. One treatment of Poloxamer Gel applied by your vet lasts over 7 days. Refrigerated Poloxamer is a liquid that gels at body temperature, allowing medication to adhere to tissues with minimal effect to your pet's hearing. Any medication can be added.
When you have a medication problem, Curexa is your compounding solution.
Curexa prepares hard-to-find medications, customized creams, and specially flavor medication in easy-to-give forms for dogs, cats, and exotic pets. Curexa provides superior quality products with a caring, knowledgeable service.
Curexa, superior compounding excellence. For more information, visit Curexa.com.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Now back to the Laurie Young Show here on News Talk 1492.3 WOND.
And good evening. Welcome back. We are so blessed. We are visiting with Dr. Kirk Brandow. And Dr. Brandow is one of the nation's most successful cosmetic surgeons. He's terrific. Just an artist in his own right. And it's such a pleasure to have you here, Dr. Brandow. Thank you.
Thanks again for asking me.
Thank you for being with us. And I have a, let me give you the number, the Philadelphia number. You're not in Bala Cynwyd anymore, are you? That's where you are. You're in Bala Cynwyd, and that would be, so your number is 610-617-7949. That's the office number. Okay. And your number here, right in Summers Point. You have a beautiful office in Summers Point.
Right in front of the beach.
Right? You made sure you're right in front of the beach. Exactly. And the number is 609-653-2220. Believe me, you will not be sorry. Dr. Brandow is just an incredible, lovely, humble gentleman and a creative artist. And I, when you come to your office, you see a lot of sculptures that you've done. And are those...
Well, no, actually, they're not mine.
They're not yours.
But
okay.
I do have a great appreciation for art.
And tell us why.
There are two incredible artists here in... Or three incredible artists here in Summers Point.
Really?
And they're called Cora Leone. And they're two identical twin sisters. Hmm. Who one is an artist, one is a painter, and the other one is a mosaic designer. She does paintings with mosaics. And they have a little office over on, or a little shop over on Bethel Road. That's just a fantastic place, and you should go there. And so I had a little thing that I helped them with to improve slight things. And so they gave me some paintings, and then I've got a whole bunch of other paintings from them and the sculptures. And they're just incredible. Jan Leone.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jan, she painted a beautiful picture for me that I have in my office in Philadelphia. Big, really big one. And they're very creative people. Mm-hmm. So similar to what I feel that I do.
You do.
Because my office is really my studio.
Ah.
And I do my, and I'm grateful to all my patients who come to me and allow me to be able to help them because it's always a little, there's always a little something that drives them to come in. Maybe mm-hmm. their daughter is growing up and said something to them, or their son said something. Oh, mom, you know, like, mm-hmm. Are you pregnant? A woman was in just two days ago, and she said, I am not pregnant.
That's the worst thing you can say to my
stomach. So, it's artistry, and it's and you have to be very sensitive. And I feel that there's a spiritual side to what I do. I'm a Reiki master.
Oh,
and I try not to tell too many people because maybe they think I'm crazy.
No, but we're all into that. Are you kidding me?
I think it's
you're very artsy. Yeah. That's great.
And I feel that as I, you know, mature as a surgeon, that I can use some of those skills. It's a talent, just like running fast and playing football or shooting a three-pointer from the point, you get better at it. And I feel that there's a certain degree of healing that occurs.
Absolutely.
And I think that that's maybe why there are four generations of doctors in my family. My great-great-grandfather was a minister in a church. And then he had all these people that were sick. He went to medical school and became a doctor and would have sermons on Sundays and a free clinic in downtown Albany.
Aww.
That's how they all got started.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's kindness. And that's passed down to the generations.
I feel it.
And what's wonderful is so many doctors, cosmetic surgery doctors, or doctors that just do fillers, even some of the nurses, as you said, it's a one-size-fits-all. And it shouldn't be that way. Everyone is different. Everyone has a different concept of what they want to look like. Or they should put their trust in you and say, Dr. Brandao, what do you think? And I'm sure you'll be very honest with them and tell them.
Oh, I try to be honest with them. But I always try to hear what it is which they're looking for and what they want.
Yes.
And then just be honest. Because in the end, they're going to, you know, look very carefully in their mirror. And if you don't take care of the things that they really want, then you can hurt them. And it can really affect them.
Yes.
I used to go to the OR with my, I used to go to the hospital with my father. And when I was training, I was determined to become a cosmetic surgeon. And so during my plastic surgery residency, we would go to the OR with my father. And he would say, now, don't tell anybody you're doing this cosmetic surgery. It's not real surgery. He said, and it's an embarrassment. I don't want to tell people why you threw away your career on this.
Oh, my God.
And I would say, Dad, I do very important things for people that help with their spiritual and their emotional
and their
side.
Mm-hmm.
And their mental. And that has an effect on everything that they do, on
so
interpersonal relationships and so many
so
things.
True.
And he said, don't be ridiculous. And then one
that's
and then,
a father.
Yeah. Then about 6 years later, I was on 2020 doing liposuction. There were three guys in the country. I have a very big liposuction practice.
Do you?
And
okay.
And my father, that was back in 1995. And I still do a fair amount of it, but I like faces more now. And it's just a different end, right?
That's all.
My father called me and he said, well, it looks like this cosmetic surgery may be working out for you. I said, you think that? And when was the last time you were on 2020?
Hello. Wow, what an honor
funny.
That is.
Yeah,
that is. Oh, I'd love to see that.
It's on my website. I have a little YouTube page.
What is your YouTube and website? Let's let everybody know.
BrandaoClinic.com. And then if you go on my website, there's a YouTube page. And
okay.
I have some of my old ones. I have a really
Everybody
funny one.
Everybody can see that.
I have a really funny one. And I hate to, jump ahead, but I started practicing in Miami, and I joined a group of Cuban dermatologists, and they hired me to take off moles and to take off skin cancers. And then one day, this famous person, sort of like an Oprah of Hispanic TV, called them and said, listen, we want to do a show. This is in 1992 or 1993. I just got back from Hong Kong. And they said, we want to do a show on skincare. So these three Cuban dermatologists who I was working for came and said, do you know anything about skincare? And I said, yeah, I know a little bit, but, you know, I bet. How about if we do a fat transplant live on the set? And they're like, what's fat transplant? Because it was very new. You know, liposuction were just beginning. And I had been doing a lot of it. So they said, okay, can you do it on the set? And I said, okay, great. So we went on the set and we brought our driver. We had a little driver, a woman that was in her late 50s, and she had some pretty big jowls. And so I numbed her up right on the stage. We brought a little table out there, and I was speaking in Spanish. And my Spanish is so bad. It was horrible. It is the most – it made me look so bad. Ahora yo hablo español más o menos
sounds
bien.
Good to pero me. No, you sound no good to bueno. Me.
Yo falo portugués mucho mejor. And so we did this show, and I learned a fantastic – maybe a trick. It's not really a great thing to say, but – they took her picture standing up, and so her jowls looked really bad.
Yeah.
And then when I did the fat transplant on her, she was laying on the table, and they put the camera straight over her head. Even if they just laid her down, it would look like she had a facelift.
Wow. Because it's so,
always... Yeah, and then they put the two side by side, and it looked like I was the greatest facelift artist in the whole world. And these Cuban guys put it on a reel that went nonstop out in the waiting room. And I was doing so many fat transplants, I almost didn't even want to go to work.
Wow.
It was so funny. And then they came back, and I did a live liposuction on the set of Maria Ladia. And that's on my little website. And you can see me speaking in Spanish, which is horrible. But I've done some really
that's
fun
amazing.
Things on there that have
been BrandoClinic.com. Go there, and then you'll go to the YouTube and see. You can see Dr. Brandao's work. You're absolutely incredible. And as I said, you are a sculptor. And let me ask you: has that helped you with recognizing things? Because you sculpt bone, you chisel bone and muscles and things of that sort. You know, when you're sculpting, has that helped you?
Yes, it helped me when I was younger. And in high school especially, mm-hmm. and also in college, I always took a sculpture course.
Yes.
And I would go on Friday nights when everybody was out boozing, and I would start a piece of clay. And you have an idea in your head, and a lot of times I'd be alone. I would just come up with my own idea. When I was in a classic course, then we would have, you know, models that would be up, and we would do a face, or we would do a body, and sometimes nudes. Which was, you know, very interesting when you're in college.
When you're a guy in college, yes, absolutely.
Don't know how to do that. And I would start at like 7 or 8 o'clock in, you know, after school, and go all the way to 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And
wow.
I wouldn't even know what time it was until I finished. And it would be looking at something that's not really anything, and then having a vision in your head, and then going through and creating it. And it's... And I learned a lot from a lot of my teachers who were great sculptors also. And I when I came to Philadelphia, I worked at the – or I took some classes at the PAFA, the Philadelphia Institute of Fine Arts.
Yes.
And that was really fascinating. I mean, they're college level, and they're professionals that would go to those. And they would teach you how to look at something. Very interesting how you can't just sculpt from one angle. You've got to look at it multiple different angles from side to side, up and down,
mm-hmm.
to be able to see what you're going to do. And that's helped me a lot, especially with my little fillers. I do a ton of those. And I look at people carefully, but I look at them at different angles, and you can see different things.
Absolutely.
It's really fascinating.
And you said fillers are not just fillers. There's a lot involved in fillers.
There's a lot yes. more involved in fillers. Fillers... when you do them around the mouth, especially, there are muscles which pull down the lip, and the muscles which lift up the lip.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, if you overfill a certain muscle, it won't work as well because it
really?
You can't stretch, you can't move that well. That's why I see a lot of people that they say, "Oh, she looks good, but her face doesn't move." doesn't move because the muscles have been, to a certain extent, overstretched or over-paralyzed. And so by placing little bits here and there, you have something called myomodulation, which is that the group of muscles become more active if you replace filler that they've lost in certain spots, and then suppress the action of this of the fillers that make you maybe look sad, where your your lip goes down, and there are muscles that will pull that down. Sometimes we use Botox there, but I don't really like it. I don't think it looks that good. But I prefer the fillers. And you can really make a difference on a person a little bit in a lot of spots rather than a ton. Like you, sometimes you see them in L.A., they put way too much in. And
face doesn't move.
It doesn't move. I'll tell you a little, it sounds horrible, but, you know, I think Putin thought that he was coming in and going to take Ukraine in 2 or 3 days, and then he was going to be on television, and everybody's going to tell him that he was, you know, the greatest of all time.
Yes.
And people looked at Putin after the whole thing started blowing up and said, oh, my God, something's the matter with Putin. His face is all swollen. No, it's the Russians. They love to put way too much in the face.
Do they?
Putin's face is all puffed up. I can tell. I can see
you
where
as a doctor, you see that.
He's put way too much. He got to the Russians, and they put way too much in his cheeks. And he looks so funny. So he got
maybe
shot in the foot.
Maybe we'll have a side effect from it, we hope, you know, Putin. Isn't that interesting? What an interesting little tidbit.
But it shows you. And when his face doesn't really move.
Right, right.
It's an odd thing. And you don't see him anymore because people made fun of him. So now he's not on.
Isn't that interesting? Dr. Branda, you created the Boomer Tuck. Let's talk.
Boomer lift.
The Bloomer lift. I'm sorry. It's a tuck or is it a?
Well, yes. It's
okay. It's the Boomer lift.
I had a lot of patients who came to baby boomers who would come to me for the fillers, and they're in their 40s and usually they start in the late 40s and 50s. And I have a lot of patients that, again, like I said, I've three that are 90, and. And they would have their face, they would be chronologically 55 or 60 years old, and their faces looked like they were 45.
Wow.
But their necks looked like they were 60.
Mm-hmm.
And so they would always say to me, can't you just do a little tiny tuck? They would pull by their under their earlobe and say, can't you just tighten my jawline a little bit like this and do my neck? There's no operation for that. And so I had been doing what's called a short scar facelift, or this like a little baby lift, and I've been doing them back in the. It was sort of in vogue to do all the facelifts in the office. Then you can't really do too much, so I was doing this little facelift, and then I thought, maybe I'll do the neck and do this little boomer lift, tighten their neck, and then tighten some of the skin behind their ear. You have to. It's much more sophisticated than that because a lot of the necks are very difficult to do, and you do it through a small incision under the chin, so I do them in the operating room. And I started doing these patients and giving them a really nice neck so that now their neck and their jawline matches their fillers. And they really love that. But it's very interesting. I gave a paper in Vegas on my boomer lift, and they're all facelifters there. Everybody's facelifter.
It's like a convention that
it's a convention, a cosmetic surgery convention.
Okay. I'm sure the girls are lined up outside.
they should be. Some of the surgeons are so great. So they look at me like, you're crazy. What is this? Who wants to just do the neck and the jawline? And so I was thinking, how can I do something a little bit different? And I have a lot of patients that are in their late 60s, 70s, whose husbands are, 5-7 years older than they are, who haven't really done anything. And they say, I just want to look like myself, but I hate my neck. And usually that patient has to do a facelift. Well, I'm doing a lot of those patients, those older patients, and just tightening their neck and their jawlines and helping them to look just like themselves. I just put one on my Instagram. It's a perfect example of that. She said, I don't want to change my face. My husband's about 10 years older than me. I don't need to look like Jane Fonda, and I would kill my wife if she did that. She wants me to do a facelift. I'm probably going to do it, but why do I want her to look so good? Anyway,
well then, you don't need one. That's the thing.
To my wife's stuff, so I don't have to do what she says. I found that the boomer lift has been something that a lot of people want. And it's funny now, the progression of a lot of people of the other surgeons are starting to do these necks and these neck lifts, and it's become very popular. And you know, it was I feel like ahead of the trend, and I've done a real lot of them now. I probably have 300 or 400.
Wow!
And I have well over 1,500, maybe 2,000 facelifts by now, and I'm very busy with the faces, and I really enjoy doing them. But my little boomer lift, it's much more challenging because you're trying to do more through a smaller incision.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very gratifying because a lot of these patients who are older just look a little bit better. You can't quite put your finger on it.
Right.
They want us to have all the friends see them and say, wow, you look so great. And they're like, I don't know why. I look terrible.
Little do they know.
Like, I can't see a scar. I don't get it. Like, that's... why are you looking better? And I think that that's really the art and the beauty of what we do. Because it's not about me. It's not about the money. It's about the person and helping them to feel good. And
you're gratified by that. It's so much gratification for you to see what you created. And how? What is the recovery time, Dr. Brando, with a face? I mean, well, with the boomer lift, but what about a facelift? If you do like a mini facelift, what is that recovery time?
Usually they need about 10 days to 2 weeks, but pretty much two weeks for most people.
Mm-hmm.
And the boomer lift might be a little bit shorter than that. Mm-hmm. And it depends on the age of the patient. And I now do a different type of facelift that's sort of the next generation. It's called a deep plane facelift.
Where we don't really
tighten the skin so much. We sort of dive into just above the muscles, under the fatty tissue. So there's not as much swelling in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get the face to move much more than the old, not old, but than the traditional techniques. And sometimes, I mean, quite honestly, I'll do two different techniques on a patient when I do a facelift, depending on what they are. With the deep plane facelifts, usually make the face a little fuller. You do that on the thinner patients. But if somebody has a wide face, then I do what's called a smacectomy, and we make the face a little thinner. Oftentimes, one side of the face is fuller, bigger, the other side is thinner.
Mm-hmm.
So you do two different techniques, and that's tricky in itself to make them look symmetrical, because they're going to get their 10-plus mirror out and look at it. and you know, and then I try to point those things out to them too, but it facelift has gone to the next level of perfection, I think, by doing these deep planes. But you have to be a pro. You have to be very careful because you're close to a lot of nerves.
Oh, yes.
And there are potentials for injuries there. And so the younger guys, they usually don't do them.
Exactly.
Somebody has to be very experienced in order
to do that. And it's, you know, and I mean, we've seen, you know, you see, of course, on TV with the shows or whatever, so many botched cosmetic surgeries. I mean, it's a sin sometimes. And so it's so important to know who you're going to and to check the credentials and make sure that they're board certified. Is that correct?
That's part of it, but also make sure that they do that. You know, the board certification is an interesting one because there are 12 categories that you could potentially test in to become a plastic surgeon: hand surgery, replantations, congenital malformations, burns, trauma, and cosmetic surgery. Now, you only have to take the test in 8 of those categories. So you could not test in hands, you could not test in cosmetic surgery. Then you become board certified and you say, I'm a board certified plastic surgeon. That doesn't mean that you've trained in cosmetic surgery.
Yes.
Doesn't mean. So I have a lot of friends who love burns. They just love that.
Oh.
And I mean, for me, I would fall over dead.
Oh yeah.
But no, it's just not, you know. Like, and a lot of them that do the burns would say,
I can't do what you do.
Those wrinkles are nothing. Leave them alone.
Oh.
But it's everybody has a different thing that
love.
They like, that they're attracted to, and you just have to find what it is that you
what's
like.
Your niche is, exactly. And how wonderful that your son is following in your footsteps. He probably, did you drag him to the OR room like your dad dragged you to the OR room?
I used a different technique. I told him that I would pay him to edit videos for me, because he's very good with the GoPro and he knows how to do all that stuff.
Yeah,
and I do little short clips on certain things.
That's
that were
awesome.
For patients to see how it goes. And I would bring him to the OR and then we would go back and we'd sit down and then we would edit it. I wanted to see if he could do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves it and he's very good at it. And the blood and all that other stuff doesn't bother him.
It doesn't bother him.
And he has the mentality for a surgeon. He will be great. And that's he'll terrific. Be my partner, hopefully.
Oh,
someday.
God bless. Yes, you'll pass it right down to him.
I'll cross my fingers.
you're terrific. I'm sure he's a great son. And we're coming to the end. You have to come back, please, because you could present so many things. Oh, we love you.
Could I bring like an esthetician with me?
Sure, sure, sure. We would love anything that you decide.
Microblading, things that people really love.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
Introduce us and teach us to all these things.
Okay, that would be my
pleasure. And you need, if you're looking for a wonderful doctor in cosmetic surgery, Dr. Brandao, the Brandao Clinic, and let me tell you, right here in South Jersey in Summers Point, 741 Bay Avenue in Summers Point, 609-653-2220. You never know when you're going to need it. Dr. Brandao, thank you.
Thanks so much for inviting me. I hope I didn't talk to
you. Oh, we love it. A pleasure and an honor. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you, Audra. Everybody, we love you out there. Thank you. A great weekend.
WOND, live from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Atlantic City Studio. Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Atlantic City, where you take the stage.